this person has it. And if you've always wanted to learn a little bit more about clogging as a form and where it originated from and how it's evolved, Ray Hadaway is the one to help with that. And this will be a dance workshop, which you may participate in. And I'd also just like to say that at 6:30, this stage does convert to a dance stage. At 6:30, Sparky and the Polecats will be playing here. That's an old-time string band for those of you who would like some old-time string band dancing. And then at 7:30, Homegrown will be here. So two old-time string bands will be playing on this particular stage this evening, 6:30 and 7:30, as a dance stage for those who are ready to dance. I've been reminded, with collars, yes, very definitely, with collars. It's my pleasure to introduce Ray Hadaway, who will continue with this segment of the Florida Folklife Area stage.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, I want everybody to get up here. We're going to, Mandy and myself, my name is Ray Hadaway, and Mandy Beck over here, we're going to do a little dance here to show you a little bit of contemporary traditional clogging, if that makes much sense. And then what we're going to do is a participatory thing. We're going to get everybody here up and get y'all out here on the dance floor to teach y'all how to do this particular dance form. What we're going to do is a little thing. That it's a modern version of an old buck and wing dance, and we're going to dance it through one time to give you an idea of what we call modern precision clogging looks like. But it's based on an old buck and wing type of dance that you used to see in vaudeville about the turn of the century. Thank you. Now, as I was saying, that particular dance is a modern variation of what was an old-time buck and wing dance, which were the dances that husband and wife or significant other and wife did in vaudeville back in the old days. And those dancers were, in fact, mountain dancers who just danced the dances that they did at home, with the exception is they weren't using choreographed steps. They were doing freestyle steps. And they figured out they could make a living with it, so they went to vaudeville, and then away it went. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give a little clogging workshop here and teach y'all how to clog in less than 5 minutes, okay? So I need everybody up on the dance floor. Y'all been sitting down all day. Anybody wants to do it, get out on the dance floor. You don't have to have a partner. This is a participatory. Don't be shy. Everybody up. And then I got some of my dancers out here. Mandy will be out here helping me out, as well as anybody else that wants to participate. Kitty and Mickey will be here in just a minute. All right, y'all keep on a dancing now. Step, lift, step, 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 step, lift, step. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Step, lift, step, step, lift, step. Looking good. Keep those arms limber. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Step, lift, step, 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 step, lift, step. Come on, y'all, holler now. Step, lift, step, 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 and stop. steps if you want. Good. Keep those legs moving. On the count of four, we're going to go back to our cheater step. One, two, three, four. Somebody holler. All right, now if you feel like going back to your double toes, one, two, ready, go. All right, now I'm going to explain a little bit about the tradition of our dance. This started out as a solo dance form because people figured out they could come over here, and in spite of what they told them down at the church on Sunday or Sunday night or Wednesday and Wednesday night and whenever else they were down there, people started dancing solo to the lively forms of music. And then later on they figured out dancing with a partner was okay as long as you did it in front of somebody and they were watching you. And then the Saturday night dance came around. So what we're going to do is we're going to have an old-fashioned barn dance here. And we want everybody just to pick somebody near you, grab on one side of you, grab yourself a partner. Just hold hands to somebody. We just need couples, all right? Introduce yourself to that with that person. Tell them who you are. All right. All right. Panther Creek, girls, move out there. Find somebody that needs help, all right? Split some of these girls, these little ones up over here if you would. All right. Everybody got a partner? Back it out to Great Big Ring. Everybody got somebody? Anybody else want somebody? All right. Yeah, Katie, you need somebody to dance with? Grab one of those. Mandy, grab Katie. All right. Kitty, look around. Do you have anybody else that does not have a partner? Everybody got one? All right. Kitty, you're with me. Stay with me. All right. Now, here's what I want you to do. Turn and face the person you're holding hands with and repeat after me. Say, partner, I'm so glad you're here. Please be there. When I need you. All right. Now, you need to be able to find yourself in a crowd. That's all you have to be able to do here. All right. Now, I'm going to teach y'all to do a little things. All right. First of all, swing your partner any old way except upside down. Just hold him. I don't care how you swing him. Just swing him and put him right back where you found him. Very good. Now, turn and face the other person. The other person. That's your corner person. Wave at him. Now, swing your corner any old way except upside down and put him right back where you found him. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Now, that was a partner swing and a corner swing. Now, the trick is if you're swinging somebody, you always put them back where you found them. Okay? You got that? Everybody join hands. To the center and back with a hoop and a holler. Oh, I think you can do better than that. One more time. To the center and back with a hoop and a holler. All right. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to put some music on, and I'm going to tell you to do some things like circle to the left, circle to the right, to the center and back with a hoop and a holler. Swing your corner round and round and your partner till you end up upside down and whatever, how it works out. Okay? Here we go. Thank you very much. Everything you need to know about traditional clogging in 30 minutes.
That looked like a lot of fun. Please give Ray Hathaway another round of applause, please, for his excellent clogging instruction. Don't go away. We have another performance, and we're so pleased that Wind That Shakes the Barley is going to be joining us this afternoon very shortly. We're preparing our stage right now, and they will be playing for the Sarasota Scottish Country Dancers. But I'm happy to report that we're going to have them up first to prepare you, to sort of lay the musical framework for you to get into the mood for the dancers. It'll be just a few minutes, so pull up your chairs, get comfortable, find a nice shady spot, and let's prepare for our next venue. And there will, I've just been informed, and again, there will be participation with the Scottish Country Dancers, and you'll be hearing more about that as they come up, and their leader, Cubby Whitehead from Sarasota, will be announcing as they go along with their dances. Is that an old traditional tune?
Thank you. Check 1, 2. Hello. Okay. Play up a little more. Could use a little more. A little more monitor. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, okay. Hello, hello. That was those were some jigs, mainly Hook of Holland
and
Rambling Pitchfork.
In the other order.
In the other order. What else do I tell them? Well, we're the Wind That Shakes the Barley. I'm Bill Dudley. I used to play the guitar. Now I pay somebody else to do it.
We're gonna. But he doesn't pay me much.
So we're going to do a song now called Wedding Dress. It's on our tape, but I forgot to bring the tape, so you'll just have to dream about how great it would sound if you were listening to the tape.
And there's a great chorus that y'all can sing along on. If even I can handle the words, you can.
Well, my little Lumi girl, don't you guess, better be making your wedding dress.
Wedding dress, wedding dress, better be making your wedding dress.
Well, it's already made, trimmed in white, gonna be married on Saturday night.
Saturday night, Saturday night, gonna be married on Saturday night.
Well, it's already made, trimmed in brown, stitched all around with a golden crown.
Golden crown, golden crown, stitched all around with a golden crown.
Well, it's already made, trimmed in red, stitched all around with a golden thread.
Golden thread, golden thread, stitched all around with a golden thread.
Well, it's already made, trimmed in green, prettiest thing you've ever seen.
Ever seen, ever seen, prettiest thing you've ever seen.
Well, she wouldn't say yes, she wouldn't say no, all she'd do is just sit and sew.
Sit and sew, sit and sew, all she'd do is just sit and sew.
Girl, don't you guess, better be making your wedding dress.
Wedding dress, wedding dress, better be making your wedding dress.
Wedding dress, wedding dress, better be making your wedding dress. Thank you, music lovers.
Finish off with the reels, or couldn't have come? Couldn't have come?
We'll do one more, and then Cubby will get you all up doing some Scottish dancing. This is a jiggity kind of song called, is it You Couldn't Have Come or She Couldn't Have Come?
It Couldn't Have Come.
It Couldn't Have Come.
They Couldn't Have Come.
Something couldn't have showed up.
Somebody couldn't have come.
The spaceships are landing.
What is this place we've come to? We don't know what to say. Long to see each other, are frightened of that day. You met me in a barren place, you walked me to that hill. We're so good for each other then, I know we could be still. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no. We have 500 questions between you and me. When you look into my eyes, my love, tell me what you see. Is there something you're not sure of? Is there something true and fine? Or is it just another case of the right thing at the wrong time? You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Couldn't have come at a better time. Since we were first together by the lakeside sky so blue, we were so good for each other. Me and you and me and you and me and you and me and you. At a better time, couldn't have come at a better time. Couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no. Couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you try. Oh no, not if you try.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
On the end?
Oh. Well, we want to, am I on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. First off, I want to thank the Wind That Shakes the Barley for playing for us here. Instead of just watching us this time, we're going to, one time through, demonstrate a dance called Cumberland Reel. Because right after that, then we're going to ask you to join us and we're all going to do Scottish country dancing. So, be choosing a partner or take one of the dancers here when it comes. Let me tell you just very briefly what the figures are here in Cumberland Reel. The first two couples, would you step up? What, step up here? The two men, step up. Okay, into that place, okay. The first figure is a right hand wheel, right hand across, and around for four bars, four skip change of step, and you'll learn what that is, and then back for four skip change of step, and back into place. And the first couple leads down for four skip change of step, and leads back. And then they cast behind their own lines, followed by the other dancers, and they dance down for six skip change of step, and then they lead up for six skip change of step. And on the four bars of music remaining, couples two, three, and four form arches, and the first couple under the arches to the foot of the set. All right? So step back, and we will dance this one time for you now that you know what's happening. So you're going to play us Flowers of Edinburgh?
Yeah.
And so you'll know right now, and all Scottish country dances all begin with a bow and a curtsy for the women to begin, and they end the exact same way. So she'll give us a chord.
I'll wait till you get there.
All right, so take a partner.
Everybody up.
And to begin with, form a circle. Form a big circle. Y'all spread it out. Use the whole hall. We paid for all of it. All right. Scottish. All right. Scottish country dancing is a form of dance that not only involves some fairly involved figures, but also at the same time involves specific footwork. And the type of step, the basic type of step in the quick time dances is called skip change of step. And that's exactly what you do. You skip change step, so that you get into the swing of this. If you'll all face counterclockwise around, drop hands, just face counterclockwise in a line around. So that we can do this. Now, if you will think in terms of, you all know how to skip.
Do you want? Okay.
Okay. I always think of Dolly Parton when I get to this part.
Who was doing that?
Ernie.
Ernie does such a nice job of emceeing.
Yeah, just like in Contra Lines, as a matter of fact, these are the dances from which the New England Contras came. All right, do we have four in each set? Four couples. No. If you wind up with three, that's all right. But what do you need, Bob? Two couples? All right. Okay, are we lined up? How are the sets? Number yourselves from the first couple, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, now the first figure is right hands across. Now, you shake hands. You don't just grab in the middle. You shake hand position with the person opposite you. Then you can touch those four hands so as to keep them together. Now you're going to take four of those skip change steps like we practiced, starting with the right foot, four, going in that direction. Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. Left hands. Left hands now. And the other way. 5, 2, 3, 6, 2, 3, 7, 2, 3, 8, 2, 3. And you're back in the lines where you began. Okay? Everybody there. All right. Then the first couple lead, and that means you, the gentleman, take your partner's right hand to right hand, and you're going to, with using the same skip changes step, you're going to go down, no, not that yet. First couple is going to lead down for four bars. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, and back. 5, 2, 3, 6, 2, 3, 7, 2, 3, 8, 2, 3, and you should be back at the top, right? Then you drop hands with your partner, cast out. And before you start down, you're going to dance down for six skip change of step. And I'll help you count them. Ready? Walk them. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 5, 2, 3, 6, 2, 3. Come up. 7, 2, 3, 8, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. Everyone there? And then instantly the arches go up, and you don't touch hands on the arches. Just put your hands up. You don't have to make the arch, just symbolic. And on the last four bars, the number one couple under the arches to the foot of the set. 5, 2, 3, 6, 2, 3, 7, 2, 3, 8, 2, 3. All right, now you instantly renumber, and the new number one and two couples. Right hands across. Go. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. Left. 5, 2, 3, 6, 2, 3, 7, 2, 3, 8, 2, 3. Lead down. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. Back. 5, 2, 3, 6, 2, 3, 7, 2, 3, 8, 2, 3. Cast and lead the lines. Down. 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 5, 2, 3, 6, 2, 3. Come up. 7, 2, 3, 8, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. Arches, and under the arches, 5, 6, 7, and 8. New ones and twos. Do you need to do that, or can you dance it? All right. Step back like you began. Now, remember with the music, you lead with the right foot. And as you are going down, do I have everybody's attention? I don't think so. Yoo-hoo. Yoo-hoo. Scottish country dancing is done on the ball of the feet. Stand there and put the weight on the ball of the feet. Take the weight off your heels. Feel how majestic that feels. Doesn't it feel great? With the weight not back, and you drop it back on the heels, and it's kind of yuck. So on the ball of the feet, you're standing tall, you're dancing tall. That's the feel you want to get. All right, here we go with the music. Are you ready? On the back. Right. With the left. Lead down. And back. Pass. One, two, three, four, five, six, come up. Seven, eight, one, two, three, four, arches. Five, six, seven, do one and two. Right hand. And left. Five, six, seven, eight, lead down. One, two, three, four, up. Five, six, seven, cast. One, three, four, five, six, come up. Seven, eight, one, two, three, four arches. Do ones and two. Lay down. And one, two, take short steps. Three, four, five, six now. Seven, eight, one, four arches, five, six, seven, stay with the music. One, two, right hand. Left. Lead down. One, two, three, four, come up. Five, six, seven, take short steps now. One, two, three, four, keep going. Five, six, come up. Seven, eight, one, two, three, four arches. All right.
I can't catch it. Who was at the head when we started?
There it is.
All
nice
right.
Catch.
So we pretty well done. Okay. The time has drawn to a close. Our available time. So I hope you enjoyed that brief introduction to Scottish country dancing.
Our thanks again to Wind That Shakes the Barley for playing for them and to the Sarasota Scottish country dancers. Don't forget this stage converts to a dance stage at 6:30. Thank you, Cubby and the Scottish country dancers. 6:30 dance stage with Sparky and the Polecats and Homegrown at 7:30. But we are taking a break. Our sound person needs a break. So we thank you so much, and we're so glad that you could be at the 43rd Annual Florida Folk Festival.